Hey, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast live from Houston, Texas. Here we are. Look around, honey. I need your help. We're backing out in the giant rent-a-car. The rent-a-truck.
Really?
I always get a big truck when I come out. We have stuff we have to carry back to the new house, so here we go. And there's a little dog. He's got three legs. No, he's got four.
He can't walk.
He's just not very good. So anyway, I think you guys will probably read my town hall column for Monday the 8th, it's the 8th, on how Israel screwed this up. And it is, largely because they listened to that fucking idiot, alleged president of ours, who has completely betrayed every ally who has been stupid enough to rely on him. Starting back with South Vietnam back in 1975, when he voted to cut them off, and allow the communists to overrun them. We know what he did in Afghanistan. He was, against the Gulf War. He was against fighting the Russians. As Robert Gates famously said, he's been wrong on every single geopolitical issue in the last 50 years. The only thing you can say about this guy is he is consistent. He is consistently shitty. And this betrayal of Israel, anyone could have seen it coming, and I don't know why Netanyahu didn't. Now, a lot of leftists don't like Netanyahu, because he's tough, and because he doesn't, do what they say he does. My problem with Netanyahu is he screwed up. He was the guy responsible for protecting Israel. He allowed, October 7th to happen. We have not had an in-depth review of the mistakes that Israel made that allowed the Palestinian terrorists, or Palestinians, let's just keep it for short. We don't really have to distinguish.
Why are we distinguishing?
Yes, well, look at the polls. They all agree with it.
We're making them sound like little children.
Well, they are children.
Evil Hamas, and they are the Hamas.
Well, they are children. They are absolutely incapable of governing themselves. I don't believe in democracy for the Palestinians because they frankly don't deserve it. They are an unworthy people as a group, as demonstrated by their activities and their choices. And, you don't mean to the Palestinians. Yeah, fuck the Palestinians. Okay. I don't give a shit. All right. They're the enemy. They chose it. And that's not me saying it. That's them telling me. That's that they have.
Tell us over and over again.
Yeah, but we can't listen because we don't want to hear. And Israel, unfortunately, listened to Biden. And, you knew from the beginning Biden was going to sell them out. You knew from the beginning that Biden was not going to allow them to do what they needed to do. And if it had its way, the answer was to win. Don't wait for permission to win. Win and argue from that position of strength. Now, this is, the utter inability of America's left to look out for America's interests is not like a mistake. They're not confused. They hate our country. They hate our people. Any defeat that normal people like Americans or Israelis suffer, they celebrate. They want us to lose. They hate us. I wish these people, normal people would understand that those who purport to be our ruling class are our freaking enemies. And we must defeat them. I mean, crush them. I mean, I'm not looking to change their minds. I'm not looking to come to an agreement. I'm looking to totally defeat them. And there's a lot of, you see a lot of, Trump comes in, he's going to be an authoritarian, he's going to use his power ruthlessly to crush us. I should freaking hope so. I should hope so. You are morally, not only morally, but strategically and tactically obligated to use the weapon systems available to you to win. There is no substitute for winning. And I think this is a participation trophy society. We're just showing up as good enough, being the very best me that I could possibly be.
Yeah.
Is the goal. No. No. I see those signs around that say you are enough. You're not. You suck. Yeah. A little bakery place.
This is coffee and bacon.
Yeah. I, America has a self-esteem crisis. We have too fucking much of it. And it leads to this disaster. You know my book, The Attack, is going to happen in America. Okay, you know it. Now, I'm driving around Texas right now. You know what I got on my hip? I got a gun. Because shit's going to go down. Chances are I won't be there. It won't be in front of me. But what if it is? What if it is? You got to start carrying. I got to go get you a new one. I finally found a way to keep this one comfortable. It's very... My big objection to carrying a gun is it's uncomfortable and I can't drink. Those are my two big problems with it. But the new one I've got is very comfortable. So.
Looks good on you.
Can't see it.
I can't see it.
Doesn't crimp. There you are. Size matters. It is not a 45. Oh, there are lots of porno stores here in Houston. Not as many as there used to be. There used to be a strip club on every corner. There's no strip clubs anymore. Did you notice that? I mean, 30 years ago when I used to come here, I'd never go to the strip clubs live. But
they were very popular because they helped women put themselves through school.
Oh, I got one who was both, this is my first night and I'm a college student.
Yes. Plus, I heard that a lot.
Yeah. You heard that a lot?
I heard that from women. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you encounter strippers? Because I want to hear more.
Oh, I knew a guy who was dating one.
You knew a guy who was dating a stripper? I had a stripper's number on the job once. Picked up an airline stewardess on the job once.
Hello, a friend of mine.
That's a play-up.
Friend of mine was doing like electrolysis and stuff, so we went into a strip club to talk to some of the ladies to see if they were interested. I forgot about that.
I can't believe we've been together 25 years, honey, and you have never told me the,
reminded me that we did that, and I was like, oh, well, I was like, I guess it was a good idea.
Oh, because you've had children, does that make you a mother plucker?
No, I mean, okay, I'm just pretending and saying, I mean, like, anywho.
Wow, so.
It was.
So we've lightened up the topic just a little bit, folks. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, oh my gosh.
Let me tell you, the ladies that we talked to were very nice.
We're back to the strippers?
Yes. I just want to put that out there. They were very nice hosts. They were not at all mean or jerky or anything, so.
Well, I mean, why would they be mean? You're providing important, you know, depilatory service. What do you guys, Alan, do you guys do anything besides this? We're in nursing school! Like half of them probably actually were.
Apparently they make good.
Well, look. You got options if something happens to me.
I don't think so.
Just saying. I got options if something happened to you. I could go dance at Chippendales. I could be the opener. Make them look good.
Okay, we need to get off this topic.
All right.
It's getting creepy.
Speaking of creepy, I was on the Twitter today. This is part of my complaints against society. And somebody goes on and says, "Oh, rednecks murdered two unarmed people." And I'm like, okay, first of all, that's factually false. Dipshit had a Glock, but he got, wait for it, disarmed. And they were innocent people. They were freaking convicted parlors.
Well, no, they were chasing.
I haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
Why are you leaping ahead?
Stepping all over.
And they were like chasing him to hurt him. Understand how, and this relates to Israel. You are never justified in doing anything in your own interest. You are always wrong to protect yourself. You're wrong to protect your property. That's the essence of squatter crap. Where it's like, oh, we gotta keep paying for his gas and shit. By stripping you of any ability to protect yourself or your interests, you become a slave. And the way to fight back is to become absolutely fucking ruthless. Militant. You know?
Yeah.
This is the Pinochet thing. Pinochet fucking understood how to deal with these goddamn communists. All right. Segue. Why does everybody have to fucking take 10 minutes to back into a freaking stall now instead of just parking it? This is the Walking Dead thing, where it's like, always park outward so you can escape the Walking Dead. There's no fucking Walking Dead. Okay?
That's true. But yes, it's constant.
It is constant.
They make you wait.
Yeah, they wait. Well, that's because they're retarded. So anywho, we're, you know, hanging out. Irina's buying, what'd you buy? Three tables?
Yeah, they were cheap.
She's got three tables. She's got three drink tables because, you know, surprise, I like drinks. And, you know, we also bought a little, dog thing, like a little dog holding a plate out.
It's supposed to be a bird feeder.
It is. It's not going to be a bird feeder. It's going to be a leash bowl holder thing. So Parky and Bitey will have their own weird statuary. Anyway, so I'm doing all these things while Maria's buying stuff. And I'm online, and Rachel Bitkoff, you ever heard of Rachel Bitkoff? She's on MSNBC. She's a, let's see, sometimes she's an election expert or a disinformation expert, but mostly she's a dumb fat bitch. And I had tweeted, Schiff said, if Trump gets elected, he's going to imprison me. And I had tweeted, what's wrong imprisoning your political enemies? I need to know what the rules here, and the rules seem to be that you do that. So I think that's what we ought to do, which seems fair to me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
Schiff, who has lied about Schiff, so fuck him.
Well, I
know that's not freaking law.
And as we talked about a little earlier, you know, liberalism or leftism is about making you, everyone's bitch, right? And you're expected never to protect your own interests or do anything and any way respond to any attacks on you. Oh, look, there's a rainbow here on the street. Hold on, I gotta get out and take a shit. Anyway, so, well, that was an interesting segue, huh? So, anyway, Rachel Bitkoff goes, that's how the Nazis justified everything, Kurt.
And, well, that's how she's justified.
Well, but I don't, but see, I have stopped caring about what they do. I just find it amusing. And here's the thing. On a purely procedural level, would I not be a Nazi to Rachel Christie if, I'm sorry, Bitkoffer. I get them mixed up because they're both the size of planets. Would I not be a Nazi? Is this what tipped me over in your, quote-unquote, mind? No, I'm going to be a Nazi no matter what. I'm going to be a racist no matter what. I mean, a white nationalist, a Christian nationalist, something nationalist, no matter what. And, so, does she think I'm just gonna go, oh my gosh, this tubby wench, this bloated doxy, this, hefty harridan, is calling me a Nazi. I better rethink everything I believe. Because, this person, and I use the term loosely, much like her clothing, is going to be upset with me. And I'm like, does that work? I mean, I think it worked at one time. You know, I think a while ago, I was like, scamming, calling someone a Nazi. Oh my gosh, no one would do that unless that person truly had fascist tendencies. Racist, sexist, homophobe. Whatever a foe. And I just, you know, it's not that I care that she did it because she's a fat chick, so I don't care. It's that she, I just find it remarkable that she thinks this is an effective tactic. Well, Kurt, you're a Nazi. Now you'll shut up. Now you'll submit. Does that work?
Well, they were calling us racist. People were like, okay, whatever, muck you.
Yeah. I it doesn't work.
They, it's like, okay.
Well, they don't.
I'm sorry. So
that's okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I see. He's at least sitting. He's going unbelievably slow for no good reason. People in Texas do not know how to fucking drive. I like Texas. It's cool. Well, it's not cool. It's actually really hot and humid right now. But I really enjoy Texas, but y'all can't drive. Y'all suck. It's not the Lone Star State. It's the Bonehead Driver State.
Nicest people.
They're very nice people. And that's the difference with Californians. Californians. With it, Californians aren't me. Californians just don't care.
But
think about it, that they are great drivers. Best drivers in America are Los Angeles drivers. They absolutely. What about shooting people on the freeways? You know why you hear about that? Because it doesn't happen very often. Here in Texas, they're killing each other, no one cares. I think that's so. But in LA, for the most part, people are not fucking bungholes about driving. And there are bungholes in a lot of places. And in Texas, they're just not very good. I don't know why. It seems anomalous, you know, that a culture of people who are generally polite, and everybody's friendly here. They'll talk to you. Yeah. I strike up conversations with people while you're shopping.
All the time. And I'm like, okay, come look at this here, court. And I can hear him talking. So I had to call him.
She literally calls me on the phone to stop talking to this nice lady. Come here, tell me if this dress fits. And, you know, it obviously doesn't fit. It just doesn't work. And I'm like, you didn't need me to tell you that. Yes, but I wanted you.
No, but it's the one you chose.
It is the one I chose.
I wanted you to see why it wasn't better.
I would have trusted you because it doesn't fit. It doesn't provide the sexy vibe that I, you know, definitely understand that you require.
Oh, you didn't realize it was pants, too.
Though. Oh, I didn't recognize pants. I thought it was a dress. I don't like outfits where you think it's a dress and you get down to the knees and suddenly it's like skorts are just horrible. You should, and pants on women except for jeans. I'm not, it's not like a trad guy thing. Well, a lot of them shouldn't wear pants. And they look good,
yeah.
But it often does not look good. And again, there's not fine. No, I didn't say anything like that. Nothing like that. You have very good taste in clothing, despite your need for my approval.
You do need your approval. I was just showing you the dress you picked out wasn't going to work.
I would have trusted. I would have.
I'm sorry I interrupted this very important conversation you were obviously having.
It's a very important conversation.
I understand that. I will not do it.
Well, you.
Yes, the whole store could hear it.
Well, that's because I project. We're by the Lakewood Church where Joel Osteen guy. And there was like a cop out front where they capped that freaking tranny creep. This is right here. It was here. That was right in there. Oh my gosh. Oh, and they smoked that bitch. Unfortunately, that piece of shit brought her kid and the kid got capped. Well, you know, we call those consequences. I can't believe they shot the kid. Hey, first of all, we don't know who shot the kid. Second of all, why the fuck are the people charged with protecting people from your psychotic murder sprees more responsible for your kid than you are? Why should they care more? I am tired of being told I have to care more. I'm tired of being told I am obligated. Anus. Why is it here? Okay, that's one big cop. There's a lot of cops out here.
Huh. Well, to the sun then.
Yeah, I got to protect from transsexual murderers. These freaks. I'm getting sick of this. And, you know, people need to stop being understanding, stop being caring, and start being freaking vicious. And they need to be aggressive in the defense of their rights. I'm not saying you have to be evil. I'm not saying you have to break the law. I don't want you to do either of those things. But you have no moral obligation to be subservient to these freaks, weirdos, losers, mutations, perverts, pedophiles, creeps, communists, onanists, child molesters. You don't owe them anything. Guy's got three bronze stars on the back of his car. That's a lot of bronze stars. What do you say? You think he ever gets pulled over? The cop's gonna go, he seems to be speeding. Three bronze stars. You go on! Roger, sir! And you know, he is probably the biggest jerk off of the whole company. And it's always the, sometimes it's like, all hell breaks loose. And the one guy everybody thought was a giant, sissy loser screw up becomes like the steely-eyed killer and like goes and takes out like five enemy positions. And you're like, how the fuck did this happen? But that's how that stuff works. You know? Anyway, this is how we work here at Unredacted. Me and Arena get together and we talk about the news of the day and what's happening to us and everything. And, we appreciate your support. People keep emailing in going, hey, man, fun Unredacted. I'm sure I'll get mentioned. You should be nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, kurt.schlichter@townhall.com, super secret email. You can email me. And if you enjoyed it, if you're like, but, and if you didn't enjoy it, you can come in and go, Kurt, you're doing a lot of news. I'd rather you and Arena just bicker. I'm sure we'll get a couple of those.
Yeah, we can do that.
We won't even have to set a time. We don't even have to set time. We'll just like, we just have to have like body cams. Have you seen my shoes? No. Why'd you move my shoes? You're wearing them. Why did you wear them?
Then that's you, Cole.
That's not me.
Totally you. All right.
We're here.
And you've got to totally focus.
I got to focus because we're in a Costco parking lot. And the average IQ here is about, there's a guy literally driving over a freaking planter eye.
You're really in.
As we go by. So.
My truck is big enough. I can't.
Go get the Attack. My new spectacular novel. It is really selling well. And go get that. And we will. Continue to do our thing, every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday on Town Hall. And, follow me at Twitter. And of course, Stream of Kirchishness is out there. And, good Lord, this is a giant cluster food.
Let's go.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Okay. Anyway, adios. Bye.